Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Good new year to my gigglers. Like the blimp. I was trying to use a G word.
Oh, I was
the good like, year blimp.
That just got me so confused. I was like, I think it's happy new year. Good new year to you, sir. And to you as well.
If you just say stuff to people, they'll just repeat it and think you're right. It's just group mentality.
Yeah, that's
good
true.
Good year to you, good sir. Cheerio.
How was your New Year's, Hannah? How was your Christmas?
First of all, we missed you guys so much. It was so weird not talking to you.
I felt like I've been lost for 2 weeks.
No, I woke up with this weird feeling in my stomach. You know when there's just like something wrong in the air? So I texted Paige and I just go, how are you? Because I want to keep it open-ended. I didn't want her to feel attacked, but I just knew something was off. And this bitch responds and says, just called 911 yesterday. You know, just an average holiday season.
No. Because it's not funny what happened to
me. Can you explain what happened? Did you fall down another flight of stairs?
My New Year's Eve could not be more page-coded if I fucking tried. So first of all, let me just start from the very beginning. Craig wants to throw a New Year's Eve party.
Which is so aggressive.
Which is so, first of all, out of my wheelhouse. But I was like, you know what? Like, I never want to do anything on New Year's Eve. Like, I don't ever want to go anywhere. But it's the one day that I do feel FOMO. Like, okay, I should at least celebrate New Year's. Like, everyone celebrates New
Year's. And he has his house. He wants to show people his house.
Right. Like, the house is good. Like, so I was like, you know what? I'm going to decorate the fuck out of it. Hannah, my decorations, like, I crushed it.
What was the aesthetic?
My theme was champagne, caviar, pink bows, and disco balls.
Oh my God, it sounds like my wedding if it was classier.
My tree was stunning. It looked like Priscilla Presley. I did all different sized disco balls in the fireplace. I got these melted disco balls from Amazon, and I just put them all around the house. And then I had like pink Christmas balls and like ornaments and disco balls, like as just the decor around the home. All the like champagne glasses had the matching pink bows around the stems that matched the tree. Like I crushed it.
Went off. I love that you're like playing house when you feel like it. And then when you don't want to clean up, you just go back to New York.
Literally, I thought that because I was like, oh my God, wow, this is going to be such a big cleanup the next day from the party. I'm so glad I don't legit live here. Like, if this was in my apartment, I'd be livid.
I didn't decorate anything at all because my apartment's so messy that if I started putting like bows and disco balls everywhere, people would think I'm in an episode of Hoarders. They'd be like, are you okay?
Craig and I put up a Christmas your cat? Tree on December 29th. I was like, we can't have a New Year's Eve party and not have a Christmas tree. People are going to think we're like literal
like idiots. So we got one from Amazon, put it up on December 29th, and I decorated it for the party. And it's coming down tomorrow.
So everything was going beyond smoothly. When did it take a turn?
Everything was going smoothly. And I was really trying to like be one of the girls and have fun. And I'm sipping on drinks. And I'm in the conversation with someone. And all of a sudden, I can't see that person. I can't pay attention to what that person's saying. And I immediately excuse myself. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I have to go to the bathroom. This is like 11:30, okay? The party started at 7. So I've literally been alive for like 20 minutes. Like I haven't really done anything at the party. I go upstairs at 11:30. You're never going to see me again. I never come back downstairs. I proceed to vomit so much that I could only text Craig like, help.
Get my affairs in order.
He runs upstairs. He's like, what the fuck? Me and Sierra are sitting in the bathroom.
That's something I would do if I felt like I wasn't getting enough attention at the party.
Help, I've been shot.
Go to the bathroom and text help and just lie on the bathroom floor.
Just lock the door and like I just don't answer for like 20 minutes. No, Hannah, I'm not kidding. He came upstairs and I was like, we have to call 911. He was like, what is happening to you? My fingers, I couldn't move them. I couldn't move my fingers. I couldn't move my toes. And then my stomach muscles, Hannah, I'm not kidding, started like contracting. I was like, I'm having a stroke. Craig's looking at me. He goes, you're not having a stroke. You're looking right at me and you're talking like you're not having a stroke. I start hysterically crying. I go, call my mom.
I know. You go, call 911 or my mom. They're pretty much the same thing.
Literally the same thing. And then I got so mad at him because I was like, it's your fault I'm in Charleston. And like, if I was in New York City, my mom would be in the car all the way on her way to me.
Yeah.
I completely forgot, completely fucking forgot that I have been on skin medicine and I didn't take my pill that night.
You drugged yourself.
I roofied myself. I'm head in the toilet. I can't keep anything down. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I literally, I'm not even drunk. Like I had 3-4 drinks and they were like small. And then I remembered that I'm on a diuretic.
I only had like 4 jello shots, like 7 martinis.
No, I kept saying that.
1 fishbowl.
I was like, I'm not even drunk. I didn't even drink that much. And Craig was like, you've been drinking for literally 4 hours straight. You fell going up the stairs getting here, so.
We did one, what's it called, with the beer, when you stand on the beer.
Car bomb? What the fuck is that called when you stand upside down?
Yeah.
A keg stand. Oh, my God.
A keg stand. I only did 1.5 keg stands.
You know I could only stay up for 6 seconds.
So this is my thing. I think so much of life is mental. And, like, where I do think, like, your acne medication, whatever, I think you did what I did when I was skiing. I think you were like, I'm going to commit to this party, but you had so much anxiety about the party. Mm-hmm. And 3 hours in, your body was so exhausted. Yeah. And you probably had a couple awkward conversations that just put you over the edge and you were overstimulated. And your body was like, get me the fuck out of my own body.
I think I had one conversation where I was just like, that was a lot of questions. And I have no answers to any of them. God damn it.
I have no answers. That's like when I didn't want to go skiing and yeah, some would say I hit a curve or an edge, but I chucked myself down that hill because I said I don't want to be living this moment anymore. But the craziest part of this whole story is that you text me, I called 911, and I said that's crazy because Des called 911 3 days ago at an Equinox. Because he, I think, had overdone it. But his thing is, he's an older man.
Yeah.
And I think he's scared deep down that he's going to have a heart attack. So he calls me and he said, hey. And I'm like, how are you doing? We actually have some small talk. And then he goes,
we actually got a few affairs in order. And then he said, by the way.
He goes, He goes, by the way, I'm having a heart attack. He goes, I go, what? And he goes, I'm currently having a heart attack. So I'm going to call 911. Just to be check. And I don't want to be rude in that moment and tell right. him how to feel or like not say his feelings are valid. Right. And if you say like you're having a panic attack, I feel like that doesn't go over well sometimes.
No, it doesn't.
Then it makes them more upset. Mm-hmm. So then because it's like being like calm down.
I couldn't move my fingers. Like, I couldn't move my fingers. And Greg was like, it's
so
in your head.
He said he was getting like his hands were tingly. Mm-hmm. And there's actually I don't know if this happened to him, but there's a phobia of thinking that you're having a stroke or having a heart attack that makes your body kind of go into that.
I have it.
So then you're fully having a panic attack that you're having that attack. It's like a fake pregnancy. I don't know. So
no, valid.
The rough thing was he was like, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to handle it. And I said, okay. And I hung up. And I'm just watching TV and I'm like, is it fucked up that my husband called an ambulance? And I didn't even ask like where.
I was going to say, why didn't you go?
I had no follow up. I said, no, I had shit to do that night. And I just.
You were every boyfriend gossiping. You were like, okay. We're like, where is he? What's going on? You're like, I don't know. Didn't ask.
I was like, okay. I said, text me updates and I'm here if you need me. And
I have a 1-800 number you can call after 7 p.m.
I said, if the nurse wants to talk to me, I don't like talking to strangers, so don't give her my number. I'm not in the mood to have, like, conversations. So anyway, I do think everyone's mental health is teetering right now.
Okay, I have a question. Is Dez, like, a hypochondriac in general? Like, is he Googling things? Is he, like, coming up with ailments he may have? Like,
sometimes, and I think because he's getting older and he has had some stuff happen to him, and he's a cancer survivor.
Right.
So, like, it's, like, he's had diagnoses that right. changed his life. So he's, like, he's also a protector of, like, himself and me and everyone around him. So he's always, like,
right, he's a hunter.
Okay?
Let's not forget.
He's a hunter. He's a hunter. And it's in his blood. But let's just say that he is the kind of personality that, like, if I tap him on the shoulder to wake him up in a nap, he goes, ah!
Yeah.
And I'm like, someone is a little high strung.
Yeah. It's a lot of coffee, Des. It's a lot of anxiety.
A lot of coffee and Diet Coke. Let's do a little breathing meditation, a forgiveness meditation for ourselves. Every time you have sex, do you think you got an STD?
No, I'm more of like the pregnant rat. I'm like, that was a baby.
I can feel the baby. Yeah, I can feel, like, the head already.
It's coming out.
See, so. I'm the opposite. Like, I will be literally bleeding with like a fever and missing an arm, and I'll be like, I'm fine. I think I'm fine.
Like I said, you want to know what's crazy? I said to Craig not too long ago, I said something like, oh, whatever, I'll just like take a pregnancy test. And his face like completely went white and was like, oh, my God, like, what do we do? And I was just like, what are you talking about? Like, chill. He was like, have you like done this before? And I was like,
if I had a nickel,
I don't think you've ever met me. I am a hypochondriac. The amount of pregnancy tests I've taken and not even had sex. I'm the Virgin Mary.
I'm going to tell you something. I shouldn't tell you this because it's going to make you even more paranoid. But Jeannie, my brother's wife,
yeah.
was pregnant before, said that she knew she was pregnant because she could, like, smell things really strongly. So, like, the other week, I, like, smelled something, and I was like, oh, no, I'm pregnant. And then I'm like, oh, this is bad. Like, if your nose works, suddenly you're like, it's giving pregnancy.
No,
it's giving pregnant.
I do feel like I'm very in tune with my body that, like, I will yeah. know the moment I get pregnant.
We have to give an apology.
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about electric grandpa?
Yeah, I think you have to apologize to a couple grandpas
now,
out there.
Listen, guys, we all know I'm a tad bit dyslexic. And so
dyslexic.
So when I see words, I make them words that I know in my head.
Your brain saw eclectic and was like, absolutely not.
Electric. Because let's be honest, electric is so much easier to say. And it
like,
actually
we need to apologize to all the electric grandpas out there It would have been better, but it's actually Eclectic Grandpa, and the Gigglers were quick to let us know.
I'm still going to say Electric Grandpa because I just think that I did them a really good branding, gave them a good branding idea, and like if they can use it or not, but I think it sounds way better.
Yeah, I do think it wasn't the worst thing you've ever done. Also, I have to apologize. I've gone like full delusional with my nails. Like I think like you complimented me like one too many times on my nails, and I got
You got poop nails again.
The chocolate tips.
Yeah. Well, that's
And look, in the
Wait,
moment,
I love the rebrand for that because like poop nails PR is working overtime. They're like, we're actually chocolate some would call dipped. Them
gingerbread tips, some would say. And some would say IBS, but it all depends on what perspective you're looking at. I knew they were bad because the lady did them, and I always regardless what she did, I always go, these look so beautiful.
Well, she's a woman in the
And
arts.
She looked at me dead in the eyes, said nothing.
She knew.
She just said nothing. She knew. Then I posted it, and my DMs started blowing up to the point that I had to stop looking at my phone because I started to get upset.
You were like, I'm going to take a social media break.
I posted, please respect my privacy at this time, because I thought it was kind of cool, but I realized like I've been a little bit delusional with it, where for a second I thought I couldn't miss. And I just want to thank you guys for being honest with me and bringing me down to earth to remember that like not all I can't pull off everything, and thank you for keeping me humble. And happy new year.
Have you heard that Gen Z is kind of canceling almond shaped nails.
Yeah, they're trying to do square nails, which I think you always had square nails. I think square nails is like unsafe. Like I'll cut a bitch with a square nail.
I've been a square nail girly since birth, honestly. My nails just like don't stay almond. I feel like they break.
I feel like with square nails, I'll get like guacamole stuck in it, but I could open like an Amazon box really easily. Just like,
yeah, I agree with that. I actually highly agree with that. Like, I feel like I can do more things because I have nails than, like, other people.
My big thing is, like, I go for cool nails that if I did, like, Gel X or really long on my nails, they'll look cool. But I'm just, like, putting it on my stubby little nails thinking that I can pull it off, which, again, is delusional energy. But think to you guys.
I actually do think you could pull off square nails.
Maybe. But it's, like, are my nails bad? Or are my hands just curvy?
You actually have very good nails and you have a long nail bed. Like your nails look good when they're long. It's your color choices and that's your own issue.
So you don't think it's that my fingers are fat?
No, I don't. I've seen fatter fingers. I'm not gonna lie. I've seen worse hands. I've seen stubbier fingers on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to search.
I think it's your own delusion. But I do have a quick little tip for if you are going to do square nails and you feel like they break really easily, I ask for square nails with rounded sides.
Edges.
Yeah, edges.
Yes, that's what I want because I don't want like a hard like square.
Like point, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I would like scratch my eye out accidentally.
That is what like makes it break easily, I feel like.
True. Oh my god, you're a woman in STEM.
No, I'm a scientist. That was physics.
I also realized that there's some things I'm not good at for a reason. Like, do you ever think of things that if you were good at it, you'd just be like intolerable?
Yeah, like you'd be too powerful.
Too powerful, and just like everyone would be like, this bitch is so fucking annoying. Mm-hmm. Thank god I can't sing.
I agree with that.
If I could sing, I would be like Ariana Grande, but like I'd be like Lea Michele plus Ariana Grande plus the person you hate most at the karaoke bar. Like I would start Giggly Squad in a full opera solo.
I think there is an alternate reality, different parallel timeline that you mm-hmm. are in that timeline, a woman in theater.
A full woman of the arts. I think like singing jazz, like boo-doo, ba-da,
like ba-da, you're involved in set designs and you hit different octaves.
No, if I could hit high octave, I would, if I could do the butterfly thing like Mariah Carey, I would break into song all the time. I'd be that annoying friend that's like, and then this one time, the people just didn't understand what I was going through.
But some people are really good at that. Do you want to be one of those people?
That's the thing. I don't want to, because I would not do right with it. I would abuse it.
You would abuse the power.
I would. Yeah. I would abuse the power to the point that people would be like, I don't care how beautiful her voice is. She is not. She's annoying as fuck.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that I'm so glad I cannot do, because I would get kicked out of friend groups and never invited to parties. Mm-hmm. If I could do a split, I would do a split every time I walked in a room. I'd be like, what's up, bitches? Every party, I'd just be in a split in the corner. I would be like bombing in a conversation and be like, do you want to see me do something? And I would do a
split. Some may say the worm is the distant relative of the split.
The worm is the not flexible relative of the split.
I think the worm was like before the split, honestly. I feel like the early 2000s, everyone was doing the worm.
The thing with the worm is you need like space, where like a split, you could do it real quick. So like, I feel like the worm needs more of a setup, and like it's even more obnoxious, where if I could do splits, I literally would do it like in a meeting.
Do you ever think about, like, this is like so off topic, but like not really. Do you ever think about like your journey on TikTok, like the different eras you went through on TikTok? There was an era that I went through where I kept getting like gymnastics videos and like stretching and like flexible, like whatever. And I had it in my head that I was going to stretch every single day so that I could do a split.
Well, part of me is like, should I try to do a split by the end of the year?
No, literally that was what the TikTok was. It was like, if
should
you
should we do a competition? Like,
if you stretched every single day for 10 minutes, in 1 year, you could like
10
do a
minutes.
Split.
10 minutes.
I mean, you got to commit.
That's stretching for 10 minutes feels like 7 hours. I stretch for 20 seconds and I go, yep.
No, yep. I actually feel like I stretch a lot.
Really?
I'm like a stretcher.
Wait, when are you stretching? Because you've never told me about this. And now I feel like you're like cheating on me.
I think because I have a lot of like back and neck issues that I like am forced to stretch. Or else I'll be like in a lot of pain.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval.
comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15.
Did I ever tell you that I went to my dermatologist and I asked about trap Botox and he was like, no, get out of here?
No.
I didn't tell that story on the pod?
I don't think so.
So I went to my dermatologist and I was like, hey, like, I want to get Botox. And he said, hey, I really don't think you need it yet. And I was like, I'm obsessed with you. And then I said, what about the Barbie Botox that like everyone's getting? And he was like, here's the thing. When I do Botox on like people's faces, I know exactly where I'm putting it. These other doctors, like if you're doing it in your shoulders, you like could possibly hit a nerve and like not know it. And he was like, and then like you can't use your left arm for 6 months. And he was like, I don't think it's worth it. And I also don't think that it like really works. He was like, if you want me to do it to you right now, I totally can. But I just like don't think you need it. And so then I was like, okay. And that like I appreciate that.
No, I love that so much. But that's why you can't listen to everything you see on TikTok. I also arguably, this is fucked up and I don't want to put this into the universe, but I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
My TikTok algorithm is like kind of in its flop era right now.
Oh my like, gosh.
Like the video, I'm just getting so much shop stuff. And I think TikTok is pushing shop so much that like it's not promoting like comedy the way it was.
No.
And I go on TikTok to see the funny videos and like every 3 seconds is either the same like trending noise or people selling me the Alex Earl light.
Yeah. If one more person says this is your sign to buy the Alex Earl light, I'll lose goes, it.
You guys are gonna, I'm about to go from dark to light. You've never seen this shit before.
And like we've all had ring lights before Alex Earl was alive.
What's even more fucked up about it is I don't think Alex Earl's even getting a cut when they're like lying that it's like the Alex Earl light because it's a random fucking ring light from
they're just using some this poor girl's
warehouse
name.
No. Using her name out in these streets.
I feel like on my TikTok right now, I'm actually getting videos too early that like haven't popped off yet. Perfect example.
Something weird's happening with the algorithm.
I get this TikTok of this girl, these two British girls, girls sitting in the car. She's on the phone with her friend. Her friend is the bride. She's a bridesmaid. She's telling her friend that she can't be in, she doesn't think it's appropriate to be in her wedding anymore because she doesn't like the dress that the bride picked for her, and she told the bride that she was uncomfortable with that dress and wanted it to be a different neckline or something. And the bride is on the phone and she's like, well, it's my wedding and I can't have everyone in the same dress and then like you in a different dress. Like, I think you are being really rude. So I get this TikTok. There's like no comments on it yet. And I'm like, I feel like this is like kind of insane. And then like I'll get it again days later and then it'll have popped off.
But that's a crazy thing. If I have seen a video, especially if I watched it through, why are you showing it to me again?
I've been getting a lot of repeats. But like, I can't stop thinking about this bride and the bridesmaid because then the comments are all completely split.
Wait, so they're fighting on the phone together?
They're fighting on the phone and then and the girl posted
the day
up.
Of the wedding.
It's before. No, before the wedding.
Before. Okay.
Like a couple weeks before, maybe like a couple months. But the comments are completely split. And there's nothing I love more than like watching TikTok and not even watching the video and just clicking comments and reading all the comments. And then I was thinking to myself, what's a debate that I'd have to be so passionate about to comment? And like on like a random person's video.
No, because once you comment, you're opening the floor to everyone to fight back with you, and then you're fully Judge Judy,
right?
Like trying to yell at people. You're fighting with seven people at the same time. I oh god, but maybe there is something
Like, no, I'm definitely, I'm out here in the TikTok comments. Like, I'm commenting on girlies that I'm like, that was a great video. Or like, oh my God.
I'm saying fire. I'm saying stunning. I'm saying
but I'm never in comments where it's like, I don't agree. Like, I'm on this person's side. And like, this is the reasons why. But I want to be that passionate about something that I want to comment. But I'm just
like,
not.
Like, it's obviously, it's not good for your mental health. But then you're like, is there something wrong with me that I literally wouldn't fight for anything?
I don't stand for anything.
2024.
Very laissez-faire.
I'm also the kind of person that if I did stand for something and someone was like, you're wrong, I'd be like, you're right. You're right.
I'm like, no, that probably tracks. And I am dyslexic, so you could be right.
Speaking of weddings, I was thinking about dancing recently. Mm-hmm. And you know when one of those core memories that you haven't thought of for a while pops up? I thought that grinding during a dance was going to be way more important in my life. Grinding was like all I worried about. I was like, am I going to grind with someone? Am I good at grinding?
How to grind?
Are people watching me grind? Who's standing? Like, that was all I cared about in high school, was grinding.
Also, can we just talk about how offensive
grinding is?
That's just disgusting.
Well, at the time I remember the teachers being kind of upset, and I'm like, we're just grinding, like, who cares? But if you think about it,
wait,
he's not even pretending to dance.
There's nothing
you're
not
dancing
more than seeing a 13 year old Hannah Burner being like, oh, what of it, I'm just grinding.
I love that so much. I just remember walking on the dance floor and being like, I also thought I couldn't dance. Like, I just assumed, like, I was a tennis player. I'm like, I can't dance, but I'm a grind.
Yeah, for sure. No, I don't have a rhythmic bone in my body, but if I have to pop lock and drop it at an eighth grade dance, I'm there.
I feel like I'm the same with, like, grinding and hand jobs. Like, I feel like the guys are always, like, happy with it, but I never know if it was actually good. Like, they're always fine, but they probably called their friend after and was like, that was kind of
shit. That was like weak. It wasn't that great.
Cause like, let's be honest, it's like a weird tease. Both of them are a weird tease. Also, like, you could like feel him get a boner. Like, that's upsetting.
No, middle school and like the beginning of high school is a weird fucking place. I remember thinking like, wait, what do you do when you're out of school and like you don't go to dances anymore? Like, I'm really gonna miss dances. Like, not realizing that like clubs were an entire industry.
When you discovered clubs, you were like, the hills are alive.
No, Hannah, I'll never forget my first table ever. In my entire life, I'll never forget going to my first table at a club and being like, wait, what?
I'll never forget when I went to college and found out that all people do is party. And I called my mom being like, I don't have to go to the party, right? Two types of girls.
Definitely two types of girls. I was
it's coming from the most popular girl in the school being like, what was I supposed to do after like being the star of my dance at the gym? Like, where was I supposed to go? Like, I can't read.
Like,
I can't write.
I'm at the top. Where else?
I've literally peaked.
My grind, there's nowhere to go.
I'd have like a couple good grinds and I'm like, let's go home. I did it. Nothing that embarrassing happened. I did shit myself, but let's go home. I don't like parties.
In high school, do you ever remember, like, at some point during the dance, there'd be a guy, like, grinding with two girls, like, one on each leg?
Oh, my God.
No, is that, like, a memory unlocked that you're like, that was disgusting? And, like,
I remember
teachers just let it happen. Like, that's vile. Oh my God.
The thing with me is I went to three different high schools, so I would be like the new girl just like grinding on people. But
wait,
that's
crazy to think about, and I feel like you don't talk about that enough. Being the new girl,
I think it made me stronger, but it was traumatic.
In three different high schools?
The most fucked up thing was this one school, I was the new girl in eighth grade, and I was the only new girl. And I remember like I did fine, like I was fine. And then in ninth grade, all the new freshmen came into the school because it was like an extended school, and everyone I was still considered the new girl. And I was like, I'm not the new girl. They're new. And they're like, no, you're the weird new girl. And I'm like, what the fuck? I've been here longer than them. But I like couldn't get out of that. Like,
yeah,
new
they
girl.
Literally gaslit you into being the new girl. And you're like, I've lived here for 25 years. I'm only 15. So explain that.
No, literally. And but then I left. Because I was the new girl and then I did the tennis thing. But the one good thing is when I went to Beacon on the Upper West Side, shout out Beacon, I, where Addison Tomlin, Jeremy Allen, Jeremy
are
White
you
Allen.
Having a stroke? Jeremy Allen White's ex-wife.
Jeremy Allen White used to be married to. Name drop. It was right next to LaGuardia. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, I was on the boys' tennis team, so I... That year as a junior, I went to prom with one of the like senior tennis guys. So I immediately had like an in, like I knew people, like I was accepted in like the sports group.
Yeah.
But like it was
tough out
it
there.
Was very, it was difficult.
No,
was difficult.
I couldn't imagine that.
And I think that's why I got good at like first impressions. Cause I just like had to like very quickly be like cool with people.
Interesting. That's very interesting because I
like I was used to being new. Like I was just like, what's up? I'm new. We're cool. Everything's cool.
We're fine. Everything's fine. I'm new. You're old. It's all good.
You'll know each other. I don't know the inside jokes. I'll
because
just
you know
here,
what?
Like, I'm fine.
I genuinely didn't make any friends in college. I'm not kidding. I made zero friends. Maybe like one.
Yeah.
I made like one friend in college because I crippled myself so badly because I was like, this is the first time I've had to make friends since kindergarten. I don't know how to fucking do this. Like this, I'm awkward. This is weird. And I just like stayed with my high school friends. I like physically couldn't do it.
No, I get that. And there's like pros to both. Like it's nice to have people that you have such a history with. But it also sometimes you'll meet someone and then you're like, holy fuck, this is my kind of person I want to be friends with. Why have I been friends with these fuckers?
That's how I feel about you, Hannah.
No,
I feel like in New York City, I was like, wait, there's got to be more to friends in New York City. And then I met you and I was like,
I remember when we first met, we were like, obviously... Like you were my person.
Yeah.
But then you'd be on the phone for like an hour and you'd get off and you'd tell me about like all this drama of this other friend group. Yeah. And I'm like, what is this like second family she has? But like you were never like bitchy about it. You were always like super like acted like I was in the drama. Like you would tell me everything. And I was like, oh, this is fun. I don't have to like meet them and like
I don't
awkward,
have to know
but, like,
any of
you
these
made
people.
Me. Yeah, I didn't have to talk to anyone, but you like made me feel like I was in the group.
And then randomly you'd come around and know everything about everyone, but you would be the new girl and they wouldn't suspect a thing.
Literally. And also, the one good thing is I've only hung out. I did go to that like club once where we did that model dinner, which I was traumatized by, but like I was fine. And then we had that dinner.
Wait,
at that
I don't
Hampton's
even
house.
Remember that. What club night where we did like a model dinner?
We did that model dinner where like no one ate or spoke. And... We were sitting there and I was like, what's going on?
What club did we go to?
I don't know. And then everyone like we went through the kitchen and then it was like unz, unz, unz.
We went through the kitchen.
And I was scared.
Oh my God. We had to have been young because I went through the kitchen.
This was
maybe
early.
We went to like Lavo or something.
Yes, Lavo.
Yeah, because I feel like that's the only place that like I remember going through a kitchen to get to like the club. Wow.
Yeah, and
babies. And now I'm like, and now I can't have four drinks without thinking I'm having a stroke and calling 911. My mom literally said to me the other day, she was like, do you think it's because you partied so hard in your 20s that you like physically can't do anything anymore?
You can definitely burn out your brain cells from partying.
When people say like, oh, I'm nervous to have kids or like I'm nervous to get married because like, you know, did I not like live up my single days? Yeah. That is not a fear of mine whatsoever. Like I genuinely think my breakup at 27 was the best thing ever for me because I had those extra years in my 20s to party. And I feel like I partied enough for three people in their 20s. Like I crushed
and it. And you're like, not to compliment you, but like you're a tiny human, like a little dainty flower. And you were consuming copious amounts of... Who knows?
Who knows?
More people should have been worried about you.
No, you want to know what's crazy too? I think about like how everyone will be like, Paige is so lazy. Paige is always in the bed. And then I think like in my 20s,
I'm tired.
I went out every single fucking night. Every night I was out, like going to a dinner or like going to drinks with someone.
What
or
did
like
you
going
think
to
was gonna happen?
I thought I was gonna meet my husband. I was like, I gotta go. What if my husband's here? And then I realized my husband's not at a table at 3 a.m., you know, hitting up the bottle waitress for her number while I wait for him. You know, like, it's just not happening.
I felt like I had enough bad nights that I, trying to, like, find a guy, that I quickly was like, this isn't gonna happen. Or I know myself, so I would, like, I had like friend groups who were friend. Well, when I was living with the guys, like I always live with guys.
Right.
So I would just be in bed and they would start pre-gaming and all these like meatheads would show up and I would walk outside in my pajamas, pimple cream, look at all of them. And if none of them were cute, I would turn around and just go back in my bedroom and they'd be knocking at the door like, you coming out with us? And I'm like, not with the talent you brought. Absolutely not.
I feel like we were similar in that because like, I have always had like a core group of guy friends and I feel like you have too. Yeah. And then like, of course we have like our girlfriends that we like love, but there is something to be said about having like a good group of guy friends in your 20s that make you feel protected like when you go out with them and like.
Oh my God. I always felt so protected because it's funny. We never had any sexual like tension between me, Dave, and Corey.
Right.
Either I always had a boyfriend. Like, there was never a moment where... I think there were moments where we'd walk home from the bar and the security guard was like, they're having threesomes every night. This couple's so freaky. And, like, they were all, like, pretty good looking. Like, it's not that. It just never... They
yeah,
treated me like I was their
vibe.
Sister. And I was so good at, like, girls would talk to me or they'd be like, that girl's cute. And I would have fun with the game, like trying to like make everyone friends. And I love like trying to hook people up. But that's how I met Haley, in that I had just gotten from breakup and I had no girlfriends. Like, you know, after a breakup where you feel like
lost,
you're so sick of masculine energy. Yeah. You're like, if I have to make eye contact with a man, I'm
no,
gonna, like,
I could not be in the same room as a man after a breakup.
And you just want to like, you just want to envision like getting ready with girls and like yep. drinking martinis and like gross guys coming up to the bar and your friend like karate chopping them and yes. being like, don't fucking talk to her.
Yeah. You want to have like sleepovers. You want to like giggle in bed and like laugh so
literally.
Hard. Yeah.
And I talk and I saw Haley and Haley was like, I have so many girlfriends and we know like no guys in the city. And I'm like, I have so many men who I'm friends with who I actually think are good guys.
Yeah.
I want to make friends with you. You make friends with me. And that's really a better way than like being at 3 a.m. and like seeing some guy in the dark.
And then they like, got married, Hannah.
I know. Like,
how many couples have you set up?
Three. And one of them was accidental because he cheated on me with her.
Right, right, right. But
that didn't really count. It was college and he was a hockey player.
Right. But they got married. So I feel like it does count kind of.
I say three, which means I'm going to heaven. Like, not to rub it in everyone's face, but like the pearly gates are opening for me.
I feel like also there's something to be said that I might also be going to heaven because everyone I've ever dated, whoever they've dated after me, they've stayed with. And so I don't,
good luck, Chuck.
Yeah. And I don't know if that's because I traumatized.
What does that say about you?
So
yeah, either
much.
You like got them ready or they were like, if I have to date another girl. I don't think I'm going to make it.
I don't think I'm going to make it. I like to think it's the former. And I think I literally was like, and now you're ready to like meet someone, go and prosper. But I know too much and I've seen too much. With you. But I feel like I've helped in a way that
like now that I've gotten to know you, I know 1,000% that I hate everything about you. I do want to start an app and I don't know if people would be interested because like I miss. Like, I love dating mm-hmm. and I, as a married person, I'm living vicariously through my friends, but like, I love meeting someone and they're single, like a girl or a guy. And you know, when they're like, I want to meet someone and you're like, this person has potential. Like they look ready. They're beautiful or they're smart or they're funny. And I want to have an app where I could like put them in my Rolodex and then like, I have a Rolodex of guys who are single who I know and a Rolodex of girls who are single that I know. And then I just have to like, press and they get recommended by me to like start talking and then if they start talking you like win like a FabFitFun box or something.
Hannah, that's just being a matchmaker. You don't need an app for it. People have been doing it for thousands of years. Literally, that company's invented. There's millions of them.
Okay. Thanks for just not believing in my dreams.
No, I think you should do that. And I think you should start like taking note of the single people you meet and setting more people up. Because I do think you are, there is like this, I think people either have that talent or don't. Like, I'm horrible at setting people up. Horrible.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, wait, it's 'cause you're crazy. I know someone who's so fucking crazy. You guys are going to love each other. And like they do for the first couple months. And then they're like, this is the most horrible situation.
Burn
like,
each other's house down.
I'm like, but you guys had a lot of fun that first 2 weeks. And that's because of me.
Also, we've gotten a lot of interest on Chris recently. We're filming this virtually, so Chris is not in the room with us currently. And like, we love Chris, and I think he's such a catch. He's single.
He's young, I think, too. He's how old?
He's 26, I think. But like, a lot of the gigglers are young, and I think maybe we should do a dating show with him. Or even like a live show in New York City where we bring him on stage or something.
I think there's something definitely there in 2024 for Chris. And
there's something there. But I like that we're talking about it when he's not in the room because I don't want him to be too excited.
No, he doesn't listen to Giggly Squad.
Or think that we care. Wait, why did you write birth control at Christmas?
Oh, I just like was around a bunch of babies and I was like, yeah, no. I literally said it out loud at Christmas dinner. I don't think my family like loved it. I was like, all your kids are just like making me like birth control side effects. And my mom like looked at me and I was like, whatever. This kid's annoying the shit out of me.
See, my problem is my brother's kid is so cute and I'm delusional. So I think I'm her favorite and I think she loves me. And I think one day she's going to be like, I want to move to New York to hang out with my cool, crazy aunt.
I think that's true, though. But that's different because that's your sibling's child. So that's like basically your kid.
True. Yeah, it's right?
No, like it literally it has half your like, blood.
That is my child.
No, that's your child.
I'm a mother.
You're literally a working mom. You're working this hard so that she doesn't always have to be the new girl. Okay? This is why you work.
I did go off on Amazon. I bought this bitch like so many
$12 toys on Amazon. I wanted to ask, what did you get Lois for Christmas?
I went on Amazon and I bought her all these like, my brother wants her to be like an engineer or something. Mm-hmm. So I bought her all these like smart things and they sent me videos of her playing with it and saying like, thank you, Hannah. She it was the cutest shit ever. It's so cute. And Des was like, calm the fuck down.
I also, oh my God, there's another delusion that I have, and I was like saying this to Craig the other day. I have this delusion that like I genuinely was put on this earth to be a mom because I have this delusion that like my child is going to literally like do something really insane, like either like be the president or like save mankind. Like I feel like I am going to have a child that is like so smart and that people are going to be like, how did they come from you?
I could see that happening.
Yeah. Where I'm just like, I don't know. He was reading at 2 years old and I'm just like still stunning and gorgeous in the documentary. I'm like in my 70s, but I'm just like gorge, you know, not a day of work done.
My favorite TikTok this week was this guy who I posted him like crying in front of a mirror. And it's like when you're sobbing because something horrible happened, but then you think about how good it's going to be in your documentary. And then you like smile. That's how I live my life. Everything I do, I go, oh my God, if there was a camera,
I think that's so true. Like you're either born as a child like that or not. Like my whole childhood, I would say to my mom, it's great for my E! True Hollywood story. And she'd be like, what? And I'm like, no
you're a maniac. You were 3 years old and you were like, this is for me. You're like, I can't wait to show my MTV Cribs.
Do you remember the show on VH1? It was called Driven or like Drive. No. And it was like mini documentaries about celebrities. It was very niche and I honestly could have like made it up because it was like such a random memory. But I would watch all of them. And be
that's
like,
the only reason I know about the 80s.
Yeah, and be like, oh my God, they're just like a famous pop singer and like, I need to be a pop singer.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well,
HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Oh my God, I watched a really good documentary about Jelly Roll. Do you know who Jelly Roll
is? Yes,
yes. Okay, so I didn't know, but on Hulu, there's one about him. Because I go deep. I try to, because I love just watching people's stories of people who overcome something and then like become successful. Because it's a part of my manifestation too.
He has like a crazy story. Him and his wife.
So he was in jail.
Yep.
He was doing heroin. He was just like getting in loads of trouble. And then he had a daughter with someone. And in that moment, he was like, I have three options. Do music, which was always my dream, and fully commit to it to try to make my daughter proud. Go back to selling drugs or like get a boring job and just like try to make it work. And if plan A doesn't work, we're doing plan B. He doesn't even realize he knows how to sing. Like, he always was a rapper. Mm-hmm. And then he just was like, oh, I guess I sing from the right place in my stomach. And he just sounds like a fucking songbird.
Yeah.
And he's like face tats, like, and he's out of shape.
Yeah.
And he's very unhealthy and open about it. And he's puts out this song that's so vulnerable, basically of like a tough man singing, just saying like, I don't know if I'll be good enough. And like, and just kind of like feeling like he disappoints everyone. And it gets to 200 million views on YouTube.
And how long ago was that? Like, when did he start?
Beginning of COVID, 2020.
Okay.
When Giggly Squad started, as everyone knows. So it blows up. And then next thing you know, it's just like, and he loves like talking to people. He goes to like rehabs. He talks to kids in juvie. Like, he's just such a fucking inspirational guy. And he's like, I could be dead. And what's funny is he met his wife, who loves to party too. Like, and she has a top podcast, yep. Bunny, a yep. top podcast. And people think she's a gold digger, but she was the one who had money when she met him, because she was in like the
she's the reason he succeeded in anything.
Literally. So I post, I love Jelly Roll. And 5 minutes later, he fucking DMs me back.
Stop.
And he's like, oh, love your videos. Big fan. Like, you should come to a show sometime. My wife and I want to come to one of your shows. And I'm like, what is this life I'm living?
Wait, I'm obsessed with his wife.
I'm obsessed with them both.
Yeah.
Obsessed with them both. So they're killing it. Now he just won like the newcomer of the year at the CMAs. And it just... Ugh, it just like makes
you
me
love
so
to
happy.
See good things happen to good people,
and I like to see good things happen to people that like there were moments that they all they had was like themselves to believe in,
right?
And everyone like didn't no one believed in them, and they were in a dark spot. Speaking of people who don't believe in people, have you seen the Simone Biles drama?
Yes, I love it so
were you
much.
Or were you throwing up?
No, I mean, yes, I probably was throwing up. But the whole video of like them being like, do you know who Simone Biles is? And everyone being like, yes. And then no one knowing who her husband is, and him saying like he was the prize.
Yeah. So they brought Simone Biles' husband, who's like this beautiful man. And they were just like, how'd you get Simone Biles? And he's kind of joking. And he's just like, you know, I actually didn't know who she was. Like, and she pursued me. And she's laughing and she's giggling. And people got really fucking mad at that. And then she even stepped up to be like, I'm going to be his wife. I don't even know his name to say, but she's like, I'm going to be known as his wife. And people were like, that's so fucking nice of you.
Yeah. She was like, in a couple years, I'll be like Mrs. Owens. We're like, no, you won't, Simone.
No, babe. Like, but we're all like, no, babe. Like, if that makes him feel better, but like, let's not gaslight everyone. But then she recently did an interview where they asked, who was, I think it was Kevin Hart.
Yes, yes, I saw this.
Did you see that shit? Yes. That was what pissed me off. So they go, and look, we don't know what happens with couples behind closed doors, but we're looking out here because she's a national treasure.
Mm-hmm.
And she's putting her relationship out there, which I mean, is a choice because now she has to deal with people judging. But they said, who's better at their sport? And she's so humble and nice, just being like, oh, whatever. Like, I mean, obviously you are, bitch. You've won everything. And right. I literally don't
you
know who
literally
he is.
Have gold medals, which the whole point of having a gold medal is to state that you are the best in the world at this thing.
But then she goes, but I would argue that my sport is a lot harder than his, which I 100% agree with.
100%.
And it's not that football is a very difficult sport, but you have a whole team. Certain positions, all you do is like defense or all you do is push people. Certain roles are obviously harder, but like gymnastics, you have to do, it's insane. And she goes, I actually did his workout and crushed it and he couldn't do my workout. Like these are just, she's, facts. That's a fucking receipt right there.
And that's just a fact. That's just a fact.
That's called period. And she goes, but I'm not allowed to bring it up. We can't talk about it. And that made me upset.
Yeah.
That made me upset because I've been in relationships that are competitive mm-hmm. where you can't talk about what the you want because you know they're not actually rooting for you. Mm-hmm. And obviously you can get around it for so long until you're just like, level up, spade a spade.
Yep.
Just have fucking respect for me. And you have to suck up the fact that like you're not as good at what you do, but like I appreciate what you do. It doesn't make you less of a person, but let's not pretend we're blind.
I think the larger part of that is like, okay, yes, she's not allowed to talk about it because it obviously starts a fight in their household and it's like to keep the peace. But I think like the bigger thing is like, okay, then Simone Biles, you're in a relationship where you actually can't be yourself. Because if you're not allowed to talk about how great you are at your job and what you do every single day, and then how are you being yourself? And like that, after a time of not being yourself, you then forget who that person even is. And then you really...
Oh, yeah. So you don't even know what she had wanted and what she liked. And as someone who's very shallow, like my whole life I've been shallow. I like being with guys who are better looking than me. I've learned that that shit... After 2 weeks, you're like, okay, he has a nice nose. And then you see like the reality of who he is. And you're like, this fucking sucks. And it's cool to have other people be like, oh my God, your husband's hot or your boyfriend's hot. And that's fun for literally 3 seconds. And then you're stuck with being like, yeah, but he makes me feel like shit about myself. Or like, yeah, but he's emotionally unstable. Or yeah, but he's empty inside and I feel unfulfilled.
And I think we only, like as women, we only talk about men being jealous in terms of other men. We never talk about men being jealous of like their actual partner. And it's such a different form of jealousy. And I feel like we normalize like, oh yeah, like if you're talking to another guy and your boyfriend comes up and he gets a little jealous, like we normalize that. We actually almost like it. But I feel like as women, we never talk about like husbands being jealous of their partners for just like being themselves and succeeding. And I think it's like something that women push down because it's like, it's just easier for them.
I mean, think about it. A lot of our moms were still like the first moms in their family to go to college. And they're like competing against men who have been like in the working field forever. So like a lot of our moms were not the breadwinners. My mom ended up, you know, doing amazing. She became principal of a school and that's like, she was really powerful and my dad fucking loved it. but
I always think about like things that happened to me on reality TV. I think about it in terms of like, how am I going to explain it to my daughter, which is so like crazy because I know one day she is going to see something and ask me about it. So like in terms of this, when people are like, she doesn't love her boyfriend if she won't move for him. Never in my fucking lifetime would I ever teach my daughter to give up everything they've ever wanted, everything they've ever worked for, to prove to a guy that she loves them. Like, I just think that's crazy. You know, like, I would never.
I just think we need to normalize asking Craig to move to New York. He has a country house in the South. I also do think that because like Des and I are both in comedy, we do get a lot of like, is there competition? And like, actually, I think the number one reason why Des and I work is because he's rooting for me and because he's had his own career and he's older and like tired, that like he's excited for my career.
Yeah.
And I have been in situations where like you're afraid to tell someone that something good happened.
Yes. Yes.
I remember once I was with a guy.
Yeah.
And he was pretty popular. And I remember the first time I ever got recognized by like someone who enjoyed my videos. I had like just started posting videos and he like made fun of it.
Yeah.
Like mocked it kind of. And,
yeah.
And made me feel a little embarrassed by it. And I remember like laughing. And then I got home and I called my mom and we had that moment where I was like, isn't it cool that like someone recognized me on the street for my videos? And yeah. we were like giggling and like happy and like, holy shit, this is so cool. And I'm like, that was the experience I should have had with my significant other.
Yes.
But he literally couldn't let me have that moment for 1 second because it was like, it was hurting his
ego.
Fragile masculinity.
Yeah.
But I'm a bull in a china shop, bitch.
I had this literally through. The same exact thing happen, and the guy I was with thought that he was getting recognized because he was a small investor in a pizzeria. I said, maybe let's just go out on a limb here, maybe they recognize me because I'm on a national television show and their girlfriend watches it.
But I also like when sometimes like Des and I'll be out and we'll see someone from Ireland who will lose their fucking mind because yeah. they see Des and they have no clue who I am. Like they don't even know I'm dating him. And yeah. they'll be like, dating him, I'm married. Anyway, they'll be like, can you get a photo? And I literally love that moment so much because I'm so like, love. I forget that like he's inspired people and like people love his work and like he's a man of the arts too.
Yeah.
And it's just like, that's the bare minimum, is to have a guy you don't have to walk on eggshells for when good things happen to you. Cause like, but it's two types of people. Like some people, I guess, don't want to be more of a caretaker and kind of lift the guy up. And that's fine.
That's
I don't
fine.
Support men, but like, that's fine.
I could never. If you do. I would never I compliment never. Them or ever tell them they're doing a good job, but that's fine. Give us 10 minutes in the room with Simone Biles' husband. Bring him up on stage. Is he trash? Because the
we
gigglers
will rip him.
The gigglers would say two sentences to him and he'd be crying.
Let me at him. Let me speak to that gosh. Man. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for giggling with us.
Yes.
Make sure you sign up for our newsletter. We're listing all our favorite things of the year. And then we can stop pretending that we're going to be new people. And like, I'm sorry, I can't do the whole like recaps anymore. Like people recapping their year.
Because
everyone
thing.
Makes it like they had the greatest year of their life. And it's giving like everyone's comparing. And then I feel so much pressure for this year. I'm like, oh no, I got to start strong this year.
I
have to have a good...
I didn't even look back in the months for pictures because I was like, six of those months, I was depressed. So, like, I know I didn't do anything. And here's the other thing.
It's just photos of...
I don't want to change. I'm literally perfect. And I think everyone else should change and recognize it. So happy new year to you.
I was perfect this year. I'm going to be perfect next year. But I do just have screenshots of sad quotes in my phone about trying to forget about your past. And not get worried about the future.
I am probably going to vision board tonight, but that's for me and my therapist
okay, vision
to deal
boards
with.
Are too much admin. People are actually out here like cutting and pasting.
Yeah, I think I'm actually going to do it because I do like doing like arts and crafts like that. You know, I love coloring and like shit like that.
I
so,
would
like,
do it
I
with
like
you.
It.
I feel like if I do it alone, it's like, wait, also, what was the grape thing people were doing?
I'm going to make Craig do it with me. He'll do it. If you eat 12 grapes under the table at midnight, it's supposed to manifest like love relationships.
Oh.
And you're supposed
okay,
to wear
where
red
did that
underwear.
Start? Where did that start?
I don't know where it start. It's not like a witch thing or anything. It's like a, I want to think.
I've never heard that in my fucking life yeah. until yesterday when all the girls had it in their purse. And I was like, I never came across my desk.
I heard about it maybe like 2 years ago.
Also, finally, have you watched Saltburn?
I haven't.
You have to watch it and we'll talk about it next week.
Okay,
and you
fine.
Have to. This is like homework.
I did watch Priscilla with Jacob Elordi and it was, I really liked it. It
oh,
actually was really
it.
Sad. I felt bad. You feel really bad for her. She was kidnapped.
Wait,
in
I
plain
need to
sight,
watch it. Where so. Was it? I mean, where can you watch it?
I think it's on Apple.
Okay. Anyway, we're done here.
We're
we love you. Thanks for
no,
giggling.
We're done here.
We have to go. Bye.